And so now, the history of the First National Sacred Harp Sing has been written. The Fa Sol La singers have closed their 1844 edition of the Sacred Harp Hymnal. They've gone their many ways, to Vermont, to California, to the panhandle of Florida, to the excitement of Disney World and Orlando. They have gone back to Arab, Alabama, and Bremen, Georgia. The history of Sacred Harp, when you reflect upon it, really has to be open-ended. With its roots in the past, the far past, Elizabethan England, the concept brought to the shores of North America by pilgrims, by those Bible-believing people who founded our nation of America, those who undergirded their beliefs by daring to people a new land. The instigators of Sacred Harp, those who kept the art pure in the mountains of North Carolina, those writers who made possible the moving tunes of the Great Awakening revival of the early 19th century, those who dared keep it pure, even with the gathering war clouds of a nation split asunder in the Civil War. And then in the years after this great conflict which divided our nation so tragically, how Sacred Harp became, in a real sense, an expression of the longings of a people, of a Bible-believing people. People who were the rigors of Reconstruction in the South were able to sing, "Brethren, we have met to worship, to honor the Lord their God." These people, as they spilled over into the 20th century, who still in pockets around this country, in Appalachia, in northern Alabama, in the hill country of Georgia, these people kept alive the ember that had its inception so many centuries ago in England. These people and their descendants have brought together an art form, a form that is Americana, a form that is American, is as American as chewing gum. A form that expresses in music the longings, the yearning of each of us. As in the midst of the particular and peculiar problems and pressures of 20th century America, still long for heaven and home in spite of our technologies. Yes, the First National Sacred Harp Convention, Birmingham, Alabama, 1980. History is open-ended. What is the future? How can the work of the Densons, the Whites, all those who have given so much to this art form, how can it be promulgated? How can it be preserved? How can it be translated from the printed page into the living flesh of the last two decades of the 20th century? I, for one, believe that Sacred Harp will live. And as long as there is man who is yearning to be at one with his God, as long as men have been blessed by the fragrance of the knowledge of God's love for them, as long as men know that God knows their name, Sacred Harp will flourish. Because these very personal expressions of man's desire for oneness with his God, these desires are eternal. It is our hope that this first National Sacred Harp Convention will in some measure have addressed itself to the preservation, to the handing of the torch, to the teaching of the Fa Sol La to America's now generation and to generations as yet unborn. Brethren, we have met to worship.